a little review. So the question is basically if Kelak Melech HaKadosh and Melech HaMishpat are Makev. It's Machlokas Amaran. Amaran, right? Yeah. So if you say, maybe Taman, whatever. So it's Machlokas. So do you say that if you say Kelak HaKadosh, it works? Okay. So the Rav holds that it doesn't work. So this is a simple way of reading. I mean, it's very complicated. The Rabbeinu Yonah brings, there's all different ways of reading all the different shittos, but I'm going with the simplest reading of them. Okay? So so Rav holds that no, it's Likuva. If you say Kelak HaKadosh doesn't work, Melech HaKadosh doesn't work. I'm sorry, not Melech HaKadosh. Melech HaYitzchak HaMishpat. Instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, that doesn't work. And Rabbi Eliezer says HaKel HaKadosh works. It's Yotzei. Even though you're supposed to say Melech HaKadosh, if you say HaKel HaKadosh, it works. Because the passage says VaYigba Hashem Tzvakos BaMishpat VaHaKel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzlaka. So you see that VaYigba Hashem Tzvakos BaMishpat is talking about Din, Mishpat, Tzmei Tshuva, this time period. And you see it says HaKel HaKadosh, so HaKel HaKadosh apparently is irrelevant. So therefore you can't say Na Yotzei. Because Melech HaKadosh, Rashi says, the reason why you say Melech HaKadosh is because now it's God as Mara, as Malchuso through them. So it's Nikar that he's judging because through doing them. So that's HaMelech. It says in that very passage, which talks about that, it says Melech HaKadosh, so he says it's God. Right? So we said, so we don't know the Machlokas. Right? So when we, just to get started, we said, what's the difference between Melech HaKadosh and Melech HaKadosh? And what's, it's a good point. Why is the pasuk of Melech HaKadosh doing in the middle of that pasuk, which is talking about then? So he said, Kel refers to the idea that God is, Kel means power, might. Right? Like, Yishlel Yadi Lassus Machem Ras. The loved one said, I have the power to hurt you, to do bad to you. So Kel, God is the Kel, he's the might, power, powerful. Okay? But a Melech is, it's not a different idea, but it's like where the might is manifested, expressed. He's ruling the people. He's judging the people. So it's based upon his kel, based upon his strength, but it's a certain expression. Like Rashi says, he's Mara Malchuso through judging, through them. So that's Melech. So, but what he's saying is, and that's what the pasuk is saying, that God is raised up through doing Mishpat. Kel HaKadosh, the Kel HaKadosh, the God who is Kel, he's Nikdash B'Tzlaka, he's now raised up, sanctified through his doing then. So the Mishpat, the Mishpat and the idea of Melech is like the fullest expression or the actualization in a manifest way of the Kel. And that's why he's arguing that if you say Kel HaKadosh, you can't say Na Yotzei, because it's not a different idea. It's not if it was shot down, necessarily we say a different idea, a different bracha, totally different, fine. But it's not totally different. It's just expressing a furtherance of the same idea. So he says, if you say, and you see the pasuk, you see it's a furtherance because the pasuk refers to the Kel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzlaka. Through din, it's related to the Kel HaKadosh. Therefore, he's saying you can't say Na Yotzei. Right? But the question is, so what's the machlokas, right? What's the side to say that, Rav, who holds the Na Yotzei, right? What does he do about that pasuk? And what's the machlokas, right? I was just going to say before that, I mean, that's where we left with, basically. But I was just going to say, the bracha, we mentioned, I didn't answer this question, but the bracha, we raised the point, I think it works out, but we say, we ask, what's the kadosh ata v'nor shemecha? So you're a kadosh, and your name is awesome, onora. V'ein elokam aldecha, there's no God besides you, kakasov, as the pasuk says. Okay, so it's a proof text, right? It's supposed to prove something. V'yegba Hashem tzvakos v'mishvot, v'akel kadosh nikdash b'tzlaka. Right, that God is raised up through Mishpat, and right. So, how is that a proof? What's that proving? Kadosh Ata v'Nor Shemecha, v'Ein Elokam Mibaladecha. Right. What does that have anything to do with Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos BaMishpat? Right. You're Kadosh, and your name is awesome, and there's no other God besides you. As it says, and God is raised up through Mishpat. V'Kadosh Nishnas B'Tzlaka. I mean, they're kind of related, but it doesn't seem exactly to be a proof. Now, and you could say the Kakasov is going on the whole long thing of Chintain Pachtucha and all that stuff. But I mean, the simplest pshat is it's a separate paragraph, Kadosh Tov Nor Shemecha. Right, so what exactly is the proof? Right? So, you follow my question? So I think Shlomo's saying good is that, see, the bracha is saying is Kadosh is Hashem. God is Kadosh. Totally removed. High. But the idea of Melech HaKadosh is, of Melech, is that he's not just totally removed from everything, but he's a Melech. He reigns, he's in control. It's not just like the idea of Kadosh, and it's, you know, like in Hakel HaKadosh, or in the highest idea of Kadosh, he's totally removed. The person may feel it has nothing to do with the world. It's totally abstract. So it's saying is that that Kadosh Tov Nor Shemachal means you're Kadosh, you're our Kadosh, but you're still Nora. You know, Nora is like, yeah, there's like a Yira, there's like, you're awesome, there's like a certain recognition of his, you know, people have a awe of him, is through his din. Through the fact that God does din to the Rishayim, and that's like what the Nora, there's this going to be, is through the God doing din, and like also the Lavo, so, and it could be also just in the Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, but I think it's here talking about the ultimate din, so God is, will be clear to everybody that God is Nora and that he's the Melech, you know, and Ein Elokim Maldacha means you are the one who is in control through God doing din and knocking out all the Malachas, all the Rasha, all the Rishayim, and all the corruption, all the Vodazaras, everything else. So it will be clear that you're the Melech. That's the last level will happen. Now God is Kadosh, but he's lacking in the Nora. People don't recognize it. The world doesn't recognize his greatness, but the idea of his malchios is not nicker. But he'll be the melech, and he'll be Hashem echad shema echad, So the thing is that that's the idea of akel hakadosh nikdash betzlaka. That's what it means. That's what we said yesterday. Akel hakadosh, the one who's the kel hakadosh, who's kel, his kadosh, now is going to be raised up through his doing of din. He's going to be raised up because now he's going to be known and recognized as the one who is the Melech. You know, as it's not just going to be Kel, it's just the abstract fact that he is in power. He does have power. But HaMelech HaKadosh is based upon the idea of the Nora Shemecha. And that's Lasid Lava. That's what doesn't take place, Lasid Lava. That's the summary of basically this whole thing of Achein Tein Pachtacha and all that thing. I was telling you that there will be a world order which will point to the fact that the Kadosh is really the one who is the Kadosh, is totally removed from everything, is the one who is the Manik Olam, who is the one who is the Dayan and the Melech and all that. You know, and that will be that's the idea of Akel Kadosh Nikdash Mitzlaka. The one who is now known as the Kel will be new Nikdash through his din, will be raised up. Be elevated and through that. It's a Yigba. The world will recognize him through Mishpat. Right? Like that's what we have, Pachar and Anema. Right? Because God will execute Mishpat. Execute Din. And through his executing of Din against the Rishayim and saving the Tzadikim will be clear cut that there's a Manigolam. God is the Manigolam. The God of the Jews, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, which is the God who the Jews talk about and teach about and all that, is the one who is not just the source of everything, he is the Manig Olam. He's the creator, but he's involved and he has a Ratzon, and the Tzaddikim will be raised up to a certain status. So the Kedushas Hashem will be manifest. Kadosh Tov Nora Shemecha. Now will be realized. Right, and that's Malchus. Malchus is the that's what it's small for. Roshan is Malocha Kolom Kula Bechvadecha. Veida Kol Pol Kiyato Fealto. Even Klayzer Kiyato Yisarto. Veyomar Kol Hashem Hashemama. But Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. Umalchus Tova Kol Mashama. Right, so that's what we're going to say. So that's the Tefila. The Tefila is that reality which we know it now. But it's not known in the world. It's a world of Chilul Hashem. It's a world where basically it's an unknown thing. So we could say the Kel HaKadosh. He is Kel. But the Malchus is not manifest in the world. The world order doesn't exhibit that. But we're Spalal that because of our love of truth and our recognition of God and the realization that the whole world does not recognize that, we're in a spot that we strive towards a time where that will be recognized, where the true reality will be known to all. Yeah, that Daniel has a good question. That it says, in a certain sense, you could argue Kel is a higher idea. It's a more abstract, lofty idea. So Melech, then Melech. Because Melech, on the one hand, Melech is God just flexes his muscle, so to speak, and as he shows his Ma'ara Malchusa. But the higher level person recognizes God as a Kela, as a strength, that the more prior, the underlying idea is that God is most mighty, all powerful. He's Kela, he's strength. So it's true that Malchus is manifest, is the manifestation of that Midah, of the smite, of the Kale. And that's what happens through when God does Mishpat, the world at large recognizes it. But the underlying idea, the more abstract idea which underlies Malach is that God is Kale. Since he's a Kale, he's the Malach. He's the Malach because he is the source of everything, he has control over everything, and that's and that becomes manifested when he's a Melech, and he's through Din. So Daniel's saying is, you could argue, sometimes you say the more abstract idea is a higher idea. So or the higher, like I said, for instance, like if Arathafara Tshu Chacham, he's not interested in an ace. Because an ace is like a break from the Chacham of the laws of nature, and he sees God through the laws of nature, he doesn't need a miracle. So a lower person is moved more by the miraculous, but a higher person is moved more by the Chacham of the Bria. So he doesn't need the in-your-face show, those who smote him, but the lower people need it, because they have to be, they're convinced, or it moves them, whatever it is. But once you know the idea, so just to have miracles, so you don't need more conviction based upon God doing show and miracles, it may be necessary for a certain person. So that's your question. So there is a sheet, though, which I think is, so my answer is that, that's true, but we're misfiled for Malchus because we're Sofer Kiddush Hashem. That's the idea, is we have a desire for the world at large. There's a distortion in the world, which is the world doesn't know the idea of Kel. So Kel is a nice idea for philosophers and for Klal Yisrael and maybe even some among Klal Yisrael, but the world is not moved by that. The world is moved by a Melech, by a Din, by Mishpat, by something which is concrete, not by an abstract philosophical statement. So therefore, and we're moved when we see Malchus Hashem, when we think about the idea of God as a Melech, that has to create in us a desire that Malchus will be known, will be recognized. We see great distortion. So therefore, we're responsible for the Malchus. That's right. But that's I think the answer. But there is a position of Rabbeinu Yonah, which I'd like to get to, but we'll see if we do. So that's what I was mentioning now. Who says that you could choose? He holds that the position which holds Hakel HaKadosh works, he holds you really have a choice. L'chachila. You could choose if you want to say Hakel HaKadosh, you could choose if you want to say Malach HaKadosh. That's free. Right, that's how he learns over the Azar. The Rav holds you have to say Malach. But he says you have to choose. It's Tala in your Atzam. Each guy could decide what he wants to do. Funny, right? Whoever heard of a thing like that, right? Right, things,
so they do a young Israel between Osa Shalom and Ahasuerus.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because Ahasuerus doesn't pass
against it. That's true. Right? I mean, it's a funny kind of halacha. Maybe what Daniel's point is the answer. I mean, we can maybe develop more, pursue more, the machlokas could be developed more. But the idea is that in a certain sense, Melech is a higher idea, but in a certain sense, Kel is a higher idea. And a person, like, I'm not sure how exactly you decide what you're moved by at the given moment, I'm not sure. But like to say that you have to say Melech and to disallow Kel, that he holds is not true. Because Kel is, if a person is thinking about, is moved by Kel, or is thinking about the idea of Kel, which is the more sublime idea, so more removed from the, is Kel even without exhibiting his Malchus. God's might has nothing to do with it. He doesn't have to show his Malchus to be the Kel, he's the Kel. So there's a Mila in that idea. So he holds that the Renyona's learning of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, is that you can't force a guy to say Malach. There is this idea of Malach during this time because there's Malach is a Nicker, but if a person wants, he could say Kel also. And it could be who would want, it could be Yudmin, someone who really appreciates the idea, could still go with his ordinary idea of Kel. You could choose, you know. I mean, presumably, I would think that that's all I have for that. I mean, when we get to the further Rabbeinu, maybe if we get to it, hopefully we could try to get the Machlokas better and maybe we could develop it more. But I just thought when Daniel's question is, I think that's why there's a certain truth. We hold that that's not true. Malach is better, and that's it, because that's what we're doing. I don't hear what we're doing. Davening for Malchus, that's what we're doing. But I think that your thought is expressed in that position. You know? So I guess we were up to Machlokas. Because so Rabbi Elazar was arguing back to the normal way to read it, which is that we Malachili say Malchus, say that you can say Malach. But Rabbi Elazar argues that B'diavad, Kel works, because Kel is really like a it's a basic form of Malach. It's not a different idea, so you can't say you're making an essential change in the Mabaya. You're just saying a lesser form of it. So you're not going to say you're not Yodzei. But apparently, Rav holds, you are not Yodzei. Right? And that is an essential change. And somehow your whole tefillah is as possible. Right? It's lo yotza. So the question is, what's that machlokes? Right? I mean, are they arguing on that philosophical thing about Vayigvash Hashem Tzvachot? I mean, the pasuk seems to be a proof. You can say Kel and Malach, Yod Kel and Malach are totally different ideas. And therefore, you say, Kel, you're not saying the right idea because it is the pasuk. And, you know, it seems like a good raya. And I don't know if you want to make this a machlokes in philosophy about Kel and Malach. That would seem to be, I don't know if I'm saying it's impossible, but it seemed like you don't want to go there first. It seems smoother if you somehow make it something to do with the halacha of saying of Malach HaKadosh, the way it was Niskan, some sort of question. Because it's a halacha question, it's not just an abstract. They're not just arguing about Pesach and the Pasuk, presumably they're arguing about the halachic institution of the Malach Kadosh and how it's set up, you know, something like that. I would think that's a smoother way to go. But how so? Right? What's the machlokas? Seems to me on the surface to be hard. Now, why are you not Yosei Tefillah? You know, it seems like it's a big statement to just knock out your tefillah. You know, it's not so easy to just pass a little tefillah. Right?
What does that mean to not be Yosei Tefillah?
You gotta daven again.
To be not Yotze
mitzvah,
which you could say whatever you want.
No, I guess it means three times a day.
Taking the
Rabbanon to do three tefillahs a day. Presumably, you are Ramei Lefnei Hashem, and you did a Shavach B'Chasha Adah. I mean, I don't know if you can take that away from him.
Right.
But I mean, you have to, your Chiv Tefillah is a certain Dan Shekin's door and a snack in a certain Tzuran, or whatever, you know. So you say you're not doing that mitzvah, you know what I mean?
Well,
okay, so I'm going like Shlomo's saying here, is that the question is, how was the tikkun, what was the takana of Hamelech Kadosh, let's say, okay? Okay, this is the first step, I want to go further, but let's take the first step, okay? Is it pshat that during a service you made tshuva, there's a new matbeah of the bracha. There's a new form of the bracha. What's this middle bracha? So it depends. In fact, this is how it sounds. Listen to what Rav says. So all year round, this is how you say it. These days, this is how you say it. So there's really like two tzuras of the bracha. What's the form? What's the text of the bracha? Two different texts. Two different mabeyas of the bracha. There's a form. What's the bracha? What bracha is it? What's the name of the bracha? So all year round, it's like Kalakadosh. It's like Kalakadosh. So if you say the wrong one, if you say Kalakadosh, you're just not saying the bracha. Because the bracha, the tikkun of the bracha was, this is the surah of the tefillah. It's like Kalakadosh. Now you said another idea, and the idea is related, and it's all that stuff is very nice. But bottom line is, this is the bracha. Bracha is a Malach Kadosh, not a Kelach Kadosh. They're subtly different or whatever. Bottom line is, this is the form of the bracha. Two different forms, and you're just not davening with the form which Rabban set up. This is the form of the bracha. It's like two different davenings. The davening on Sefer Shemitah is different than davening regular. And there's different forms, like you said, on Shabbos. Shabbos is different davening than Chol. Rosh Hashanah is different davening than Chol. Right, they're different davenings. Service made shul is different. Not as many differences, right? But different differences. Like Malach Kadosh and Malach Mishpat. All year regular, it's a Malach Kadosh, Malach Levtzak and Mishpat. Two different tzuras of bracha. So now you didn't say the bracha, that Chazal Masakin. Not Chazal Masakin. What do you say now? There's no two different tzuras of bracha. Bracha is a Malach Kadosh. But when you're at a time, when it's the God is Mara Malchuso, and the Kelakadosh Nikdash Bitstaka, like the idea of God's Malchus is manifest, so and the Kel is now clear and manifest through the fact that God is a Yoshev Adin. So that's the Rabbanan said that it's the Yechayev to mention the higher idea, to express the fuller idea. It's an upshot that there's a new ticket, new matveya, the bracha. The bracha is the bracha. But since there's like a, you could make it a Sheva higher, or you could point to a higher idea in the Sheva. So instead, you're chayiv to mention the when you say Akel HaKadosh in this time period, you should bring to mind the fullest expression, the Melech HaKadosh. So they said you're chayiv to be masker. It's like you're chayiv to be masker. The thing, like when you do Hodah on Hanukkah, you're chayiv to say Al Nisim, because it's this time period, and you're thanking, you're giving Hodah to God, and this is a. This is an appropriate Akel HaKadosh. I didn't do it. So the saying is that insofar as you're talking about Akel HaKadosh in this time period where there is Malchus, where Malchus says God is Mar Malchuso, so you have to mention it. But if you don't mention it, you don't say the Daven. You don't say you totally distorted the Daven. You didn't follow your Chayiv. You have to do it. But you didn't. But your bracha isn't wrong. You did the right bracha. It's not a new bracha and a new Tzura as a bracha and a new Matbeya of the Tefillah. The same of the tefillah, it's just like an enhancement. You have to enhance it with expressing the nicker kel, you know, the malach. As a, or do you say they set up a whole new tzura as a bracha? It's a whole new matbeh of bracha. It's not just to be mazkir the idea of malach, not just to mention the idea of malach, but there's actually a new tzura of a new tzura as a bracha. There's two different tzuras of brachas. So the question though, I think that's a good definition. Okay, two different ways to set it up. The question which I think is a little bit difficult or should be pursued further is maybe a good way to go further, because kind of we're just defining the thing. We're saying that they set up like this or they set up like that, right? But I think the side which is the first side is a little difficult, Rav. Because it's one thing to say on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, there's a Kedush Yom, it's a new tefillah, it's a new tzuras of tefillah. It's a different Yom. But this is not a different Yom. I mean, sort of is, but not exactly. It's not like a Kedusha Yom. There's no Esther Malacha. I mean, there's no. There's Rosh Hashanah Yom. Yom Kippur is Yom. It's one thing if you want to say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you're not Yotzei if you don't say that. That's one thing. It's a. In fact, there's a Lashon Ramban who calls it like a Bracha Meshuna on Rosh Hashanah. He holds. He holds. Whatever, but he's an idea. He holds the only mention the Zechrinus and those things on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You don't do it on the other ones. You don't do it on the rest of the Sefer Mitzvah. But there's a difference. The Sefer Mitzvah, it's Chol. It's not a different Yom. So to say that it's a different Takanas HaTefillah for a Yom Chol, it's true. It's a Sefer Mitzvah, which is important, and it's through the Deoraisa. I mean, it's definitely, there's a reality to the idea of, I think we have to have that, that's the deraisa idea. You know? If there's such a thing as deraisa, or is it just like a menagers? You know? So I think Yael did say it's a deraisa. Because the idea is like Rosh Hashanah sets the stage, Malchios, and then culminates in Yom Kippur, and it's no accident that there's an idea that between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, there's a period of time where Rosh Hashanah is like a lead you from the Malchus Hashem towards the recognition of the Shema Shema Yom Kippurim, whatever. There's a reality to it. It's a deraisa.
Doesn't the Rambam also say
like that? Derech Hashem Yotzei. Yeah. So it's a navi. It's supposed to be the navi. But yeah, whatever. But it's not just from the navi. But yeah, the pasuk, the source in the Rambam and in the Gemara is Derech Hashem Yotzei Kuru Yosel Karov, that you should seek out God when He is found, and call Him when He is close. And Rashi on the pasuk there, it's in Yeshayahu. It's in the navi. We read it in Fast Days. It's the Haftarah Fast Days. It's Sirshen and Hay. So he says, Rashi says, this, what does it mean be a Matzah? So it means when he's there, Shiva Den, or something to that effect. When there's Den, when he's in the period before Sirshen, during Sirshen Tshuva, it's like the Din is pending and he's Matzah because he's the Din is yet to be closed. So that's what it means. He's karov to be answered because the din and your fate is yet to be sealed. It's open. It's pending. So that's the Ram has that also. He says that the Shishim itself is referenced to this time in Elos Shuvah. So that's true, but still, it's still not a Yom Tov. So it's still not. It's still a Yom Chol.
You don't say it in Kiddushas Hayom, you say it in Kiddushas Hashem.
Yes, correct.
So it's not because of the day.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right, exactly. The day is still, you still Yirchas. I mean, we don't have in a different number of brachos, not seven brachos, it's not like Isra Malacha, it's not, right?
Right, so you can't ask Kiddushas from
Yes, that's true, but still, to say that there's like a new Tzuras HaTfilah, say that there's a new Tzuras HaTfilah on Darius Mei Tshuva, I think has to be defended a little bit, or should be, I mean, that's really what we're saying is the question, but I think...
Is it equal to like a Chol HaMoed type of Chol? Like,
well, even on Chol HaMoed, you see you have the regular Tzuras HaTfilah, right? The regular, you know, Yeren, Yal,
Yal,
so whatever.
We're saying that's on the phone, it just happens, and you only get it. You can only get the Yal, Yavo in your tefillah, but it's not like your tefillah is invalidated.
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure if that works there. And it's a question that's a svara by Rosh Hashanah, by Rosh Chodesh. I'm not sure if that's a, you know. But still, there it's already this Nisra Malacha, it's Chag HaMatzos, it's Chag HaSukkos. I mean, here... Yeah, I just think it's certain. It's not just because it's a service of mitzvah doesn't necessarily mean now all of a sudden the tefillah is going to be a different tikkun tefillah. I mean, you have to kind of hear what's bothering me. I think, or maybe we could explain the machlokas, because this is the machlokas, right? I mean, the Rebbe Elazar doesn't buy this; he's not willing to say that. So, could we go a little further in the question? You know, answer, well, what's the sense to that? Or go use that as a study to go further into the question about whether or not there is a new tefillah, new chiyuv tefillah, or, you know, on this time, or is it just a regular tefillah? You know, regular tefillah with Askara, so to speak, just, you know, or whatever you want to call it. You know, just mentioning the higher idea of Malchus. What didn't pass? I think when it dropped, I... Hold it on. Maybe Pshat is based upon the pasuk. I think the pasuk, the thing is the Shulam of Yonatzah, because that's basically the source of a certain Shuvah, right? So what does that mean? It means there's a new Mechayev of being Doresh Hashem, Bimatzah, right? And Kara'u to be Korei Hashem, Biyosakaro, right? So that's Tefillah is being Doresh Hashem and being Korei Hashem. That's what Tefillah is, right? So it's saying, since there's a new Mechayev because he's Karov and he's, right, and he's Mimadzo, that's a new Mechayev and Tefillah. So therefore, you could say that's that creates a new Tefillah. There's a Tefillah, because that's a question. That's Machlokas. Do you say the new Mechayev of Tefillah, the fact that it's a new time for, it's a new opportunity for Tefillah, a new opportunity for being Korei Hashem, does that create, halachically, a new Din Tefillah? That now the Tefillah shell... And the form of that is going to be different. It's going to have Hamelch Kadosh, Hamelch Mishpat, the Gaon are going to add in other stuff, the Chayin, all this other stuff. The old Tefillah is going to be Tefillah Mishuna. Right? Do you say that, or you say no? It's true, it's a different Mechayev in Tefillah, but it's still just Tefillah. It's a Yom Chol. So it's true, now there's an added Mechayev of being a Mispalo, but Mispalo is Mispalo. It's not sufficient to create a new din tefillah, to forge a new shem tefillah, which is now going to have different matbeah of brachas. So if that's the case, then all it will be is, since there's Yosakarov, there's a reality to that. So now that's mechayev you to be maskir, you know, to mention a Melech Kadosh and all those things, but it's not a new matbeah of bracha. So new matbeah of bracha, then it has to be, it's a new tefillah, it's a tefillah shalas v'es mechayev. So that's the question. The Dir Shoshan Metzah, the new mechayev of Drisha Dorish Hashem, create a new chafta shel tefillah, and if so, then you'll say it's a new matbeah of brachos. And if it's a new matbeah of brachos, then if you don't do that matbeah, then you say no yotze, you don't do the matbeah. Right? But if you say you can't do that, then all it is that you did the regular matbeah. So now it's just a separate chiyuv to mention it because to express the idea of a melech kadosh. Fine, but you didn't do that, so you're still yotze. Interesting point. It's a good example of going further, you know, because prior to that point, I think the machlokas is a good halachic definition. You know, is it a new tefillah or is it just a mentioning? You know, just separate chiyuv, right? But it's this, like, it's, you know, the question of what's the sense of it pushes you a little bit further, and it's a good chagira. You know, so it's more than just a definition, but still not, it's not, it's not going so far afield. It's not, you know, it's a little more guesswork. I mean, it's a little less certain than the first part, which is more just defining it, but yeah. Okay. It's like your relationship to God is different during this time period, because he's the Omid Bedin, he's Karov, he's Mimonzo. So tefillah is your approach of God. So saying is, when you're approaching God, being Mimonzo, it's a different tefillah. It's a different tzuras of tefillah, and it's a different chatzah of tefillah. It's a tefillah of approaching God, being Mimonzo. So therefore you can say halachically, the question is, does it halachically generate a new chafta shel tefillah with a new tikkun brachos, a new matbeya, and, you know, in which case if you don't change the matbeya, you're not yotzei, because you're not doing the matbeya of a tefillah shel aser shmei tshuva. You know what I mean? Yes. But the other shita says, it's very nice, it's a new machayev of tefillah, but tefillah is tefillah. It's regular tefillah. Now, what's a malach kadosh? So look, it's given that you're doing tefillah during this time period, and this malchus is a nikkur, so it's machayev you to mention it. But it's not a new tzura of the tefillah, so look, you don't do it, so you're still yotzei.
Wait, were you basing the other one on the shita on the pasuk?
Yes, the other one's on the pasuk, yeah. Okay. Right. Learning is that Rebbe Eliezer is not proving that you're yotzei, because he's saying because of the pasuk. Because that doesn't prove anything. The Rav is just going to say back. He'll say, yeah, but it's different, different Mabaya. So it's very nice you're saying a similar idea, but this is a different tefillah, different form. So you show me the pasuk, the related idea. Yeah, but there's a different form to the chiyuv tefillah. But what he's saying is that it's not a new Mabaya. That's his premise. It's not a new form. It's not a new tefillah. So what then are you doing? So kelei kadosh is kelei kadosh. That's the bracha. He's saying is, what are you doing? You're expressing the Vayikba Hashem Tzavako. Since you're in a time period where God's name is raised up and he's a Malchias Nikar, that's what you have to do. That when you come to Kael at this time during Sishmei Tshuva, you have to mention HaMelech. That's the Chiyav. Whereas the Chiyav is basically to realize that Pasuk.
Okay.
Through Vayikba Hashem Tzavako, through so that when you see Kael during this time period, you mention HaMelech. So therefore, it's not going to be ma'akev. Now, by Melech HaMishpat, I mean, we don't know. I mean, what's it's altogether hard to understand what Melech HaMishpat is. I mean, he doesn't talk about it. That's what we have to look into, because what are you exactly adding in Melech HaMishpat altogether?
Right, and if it's on the same premise as
why doesn't he talk about it?
Kel HaKadosh, yeah, why wouldn't it be the same ruling that if you don't say it,
correct,
you're still yotzei?
Right, well, maybe it is.
It is, it's just not spelled out that way?
Yes. It's arguable. There's some Rishonim who learn even both Shittas all the Yotzei, no matter what. If you say Malach. Well, the problem is that in Malach, you mentioned Malach. We mentioned Malach HaLitzak HaMishpat.
Right.
So what exactly are you really changing? You already have Malach. That's what some Rishonim
are. Shouldn't this be the easier one to prove that point then?
Well, that's what they say. That's why he doesn't have to prove Kel, because even he wants to. You could argue that even the first position.
It would be if he implied that if this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's. I want to hold off, because it's, you know, I'd like to get to it. Hopefully we'll get to it, but it's a further discussion.
So because there's the possibility that is implied, that doesn't really help us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but it's something which is like kind of bothersome about the Gemara. It just doesn't talk about that, and that's part of the difficulties. And again, I told you I'm going to give you the simplified version of the Gemara. There's different ways because of that and other things. I mean, Moshe was mentioning some other points about it. If you look finally at the Gemara, it's not clear how all the different positions hold, and it's a little tricky. I mean, if you look in the Rinyon, it really goes through, there's like three different ways to learn the Machlokas. It's not so simple. So, but I'm kind of trying to keep it to the first simplest way to learn, and then, you know, maybe as we progress, we'll be able to go further. Okay, so what I'd like to do next is this Tosos. It's about these inserts.
You said to answer this question that.
I mean, Shlomo's saying is that it could be the argument of Rabbi Lazar is that you're saying it's only Mabeya of Tefillah. Why? But what's the change from Kel to Malach? But Kel to Malach is an easy way to explain that. Kel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzlaka. That's the idea of the Pasuk by Yigbash HaMtzlaka. So it's easy to just say that that's what you're doing. You're just expressing that idea of the higher, the Kel being Nikdash. So now to say there's a whole new Mabeya of Tefillah, why? Because there's one little change which is could be explained in a much easier way than to say it's a whole new Mabeya, a whole new Tefillah of these days. It's just not, he's just showing from the Pasuk that you may say, if you didn't have this Pasuk, you'd say, what are you doing? Obviously, it's to Kel and Malach, it's a whole new Mabeya, what else is it? But there's a simpler way. Once he shows a simpler way to explain it, then he's giving like a little argument, is that why posit a whole new Mabeya of Tefillah? I mean, Rav could have, you know, Rav likes the idea and all that. There should whatever.
Maybe Rav argues in the way saying, yeah, Kel only works for Melech if you say Kel with Mishpat.
Could be. You could say different things. You could say, but you could say, look, I mean, you could just argue it's very nice, it's not that different, but the concept is it's a tefillah of a zos mitzvah, and it's a deir shosha mitzvah, that idea. And the idea, it's not a knockout, it's just kind of like, you know, a little bit of a support. Yeah, okay, good. Good, so let's look at Tosis. I want to see is this, Tosis wants to tie that. Read the beginning of Tosis. You skip the middle. The middle part where he talks about if you're 30 days, if you're not sure, if you forgot, forget about that, if you're not sure about it. But the beginning and the end of the Tosis are important than the Rosh.
Which
Tosis is it? Tosis Hilchos. Beginning and the end, you'll see. You'll see when he goes off the path, as if you're not sure if you said it. So I don't need to get into that. And the Rosh. You'll see the Rosh also, he really, he attacks Tosis. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah.